Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing our discussion on what happens after death, we started the discussion around whether the dead can hear the living. There are two groups of scholars. Some say no. They quote the verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَ, you cannot make the dead hear. Then there are those who say, no, the dead can hear the living. They quote the incident of Badr, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to certain of the leaders of the mushrikeen directly 3 days after their death at that well, taking their names. And he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, they can hear me as you can hear me. Ibn Abdul Barr says, the majority of scholars say the dead can hear. They talk about how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the dead can hear the footsteps of the people immediately after burial. Umm Mihjan's incident when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at her grave said, which action did you find best? And he told Sahaba, she can hear me as well as you can hear me. Salih Alayhi Salaam rebuking his people after they were destroyed and killed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that the shaheed, the shuhada, they are alive in their graves, meaning a degree of awareness, because from time to time the soul is returned to the body, which we will discuss in more detail. The other group of scholars have their responses to the evidences, and such is academic discussion. But the majority of scholars say the dead can hear the living. Another narration that we share with you, Abu Razin asked, Messenger of Allah, there are graves of the dead on my route. So is there something I can say to them when I pass by them? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Assalamu Alaikum, أهل الديار من المؤمنين والمسلمين. You know the famous dua that peace be upon you, O Muslims and believers of the grave. You are our predecessors and we are your successors. Indeed, we are going to join you if Allah wills. And then he asked, O Messenger of Allah, can they hear us when we read this dua? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. When you pass by the graves or you go to the graveyard and you read this dua, Assalamu Alaikum, أهل الديار, they can hear you, but they cannot reply. However, the angels respond back to you in their number, meaning they make dua for you. This narration Imam Suyuti has made mention of. Then there's another narration of Abu Huraira that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood over Mus'ab bin Umair when he returned from Uhud, meaning his body. And he stood over him and his companion saying, I testify that you are alive with Allah. You should visit them and greet them. By the one in whose hands is my life, none shall greet them until the day of rising, except that they will return the greeting. The fact that we can't hear them is a different matter. So that is one narration there. Then the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who visits his brother's grave and sits by it, meaning the deceased brother, then the deceased takes comfort by his company and returns the greeting until he leaves. Ibn Abi Dunya has made mention of this narration. So when you come to the grave of someone who has passed on, then they are aware that you are there. So if they are aware that you are there, then there's the possibility of hearing. Ibn Abi Dunya has made mention of another narration. A man says that, I would often visit the grave of my father. And once I attended a funeral, and when the deceased was buried, I hurried to tend to a need and I did not visit my father's grave. Thereafter, I saw him in my dream and he said, my beloved son, why did you not visit me? I said, my dear father, are you aware of my presence? He replied, yes, by Allah. When you visit me, I continue looking at you from the moment you emerge over the bridge until you sit by me. And when you depart from me, I continue looking at you, leaving until you have crossed the bridge. So we learn from here that the deceased are aware when people come to visit them. They are actually aware of their state in the world before they are buried. The scholars say they can see, the soul can see who's washing the body, who's carrying the body, who's burying the body. So there is that degree of awareness. The deceased are aware, and as a result, it means they can hear. Now, the scholars have kind of reconciled between the two views, those who say they can't hear and those who say they can hear, by saying that, see, it's not like the deceased can hear exactly like how the living can hear. Nor does it mean that they can hear everything. It means that from time to time, Allah gives them the opportunity to hear. So when someone is in the graveyard and makes the salam, Assalamu alaikum ahl al-diyar, or when someone comes and visits their grave, at times Allah gives them the ability to be able to hear. When someone comes and sits near their grave, they may be able to hear, they may be able to see also a little bit. It doesn't mean that from their graves they can see everything, or that they are aware of everything, or that they can hear everything. No, no scholar says that. But they do have the ability to hear if and when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants them to hear. We will leave it here for today, inshallah, and continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.